Every time the phone rings at Mel's trading post in Rhinelander, owner Mitch Mode knows it's more than likely a hunter.
80% of my phone calls are guys looking for ammo.
His shelves are usually stocked full of ammo this time of year. But this year, those shelves are mostly empty.
Past couple, 3 weeks, we have had some key sizes come through and sell it out in 2 to 3 days.
Shipments of ammo are coming in few and far between. It's not just Mel's Trading Post. I called sporting goods stores in Tomahawk and Boulder Junction. They're telling me the same thing. Ammo is hard to come by, and they've never seen anything like this.
It is unprecedented.
It makes sense with the record gun sales across the U.S. this year. Small Arm Analytics put U.S. firearm unit sales at 1.9 million units in October alone. That's an increase of 65% from the same time the year before, and that's actually down from earlier this year. Ammo Incorporated is an ammunition manufacturer based in Arizona. In August, its record backlog increased to more than $80 million. That's the largest in company history. Mode started to notice the increase in demand mid-summer.
We went back in July with significant orders to some of our manufacturers, some of our vendors. Short is, we haven't seen it yet.
He points to a couple things causing the shortage. Every time there's a strong Democratic candidate running for president, gun sales in the U.S. spike. Mode says you add in civil unrest and protests, an increase in first-time buyers, along with uncertainty created by the COVID-19 pandemic, and you get a high demand for guns.
The cumulative effect is, instead of having one factor drive demand, you now have four, and it simply got out of control.
Mode is now limiting one box of ammo per customer. He says he's still getting some in and encourages people to call ahead. He also encourages hunters to think about next year's season sooner than later.
The end in sight is a moving target right now. We were told a few months ago this is going to last through the end of this year. We are told now maybe the end of the summer of 2021.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.